You're a very convincing actor. And
yeah,
you,
that's
you,
it, Ryan.
Your potential is wasted.
You know, I once did a commercial in New Mexico.
You know, I've been in commercials. The lead in commercials, mind you.
I was the lead customer. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast, episode 121. We need that CSI thing, the outro. Yeah, the outro thing. Just every
I don't
time
I've ever actually heard the song. I've only seen it like written, like memes and stuff.
Oh, really?
I don't know how the song actually goes.
Oh, dude, it's so freaking epic.
Maybe
I'm gonna get it. Okay, there you go. I had to mute it real quick because I'll play it a little bit.
A little much.
Yeah.
Let me see.
And that's how each one of their episodes end. Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Which makes like the little meme or whatever thing of it like that much better, because it's like this super serious moment or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just rolls in and he does like a stupid shitty pun and halfway through.
Looks like he just got fucked.
Yeah. But he always pulls his glasses off.
Yeah.
It's really...
Because why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't he?
I would. I mean, if I'm gonna come in and make a joke of someone dead in front of me, then you gotta go all the way.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I'm already wearing glasses, too, you're almost obligated, you know?
Yeah. Well, he takes them off in respect, right? And then he slams them.
And he slams them, and then he gives them a smirk, and then the outro goes...
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that show.
I've seen a couple of episodes. Never, like, I never go to it and be like, okay, I'm going to watch CSI.
All right.
See, it's time now. Now is now. And that doesn't happen. CSI time now, now is now is never happens. It's never now.
That doesn't happen for a lot of things. I don't watch TV anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, CSI was in its prime when TV was TV,
mm-hmm.
You know? People watched TV because it was TV and, like, you only had TV.
Yeah.
So it was tapering off, you know, pretty close to where Netflix started taking off.
Oh, God, I love Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. I think that Netflix is probably the longest subscription to anything I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from my car, if you can consider that a subscription. A subscription
yeah,
to a loan.
I subscribe to my car.
To my car loan.
It's pretty sweet.
It kills me inside.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm. So aside from that, Netflix is right up there with it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I actually can say that I played WoW, I only played for like maybe at the most, I think in my absolute prime of WoW playing, I only played for like 8 months.
You gotta consider like concurrent subscription too. It's like you played WoW on and off.
No. That's what I'm saying. Concurrently, yeah. I played for about 8 months. Then I stopped and then I came back probably a couple months after that. Because you know how WoW players treat WoW like crack addicts treat crack.
They play it.
Well, okay, that and like if a crack addict comes up to you and is like, "Hey, man, you want to smoke some crack with me?" And no, thank you, sir. I'm not into the crack.
I don't do that shit.
And he's just like, "Dude, come on." Come
and
on.
You're like, well,
all right.
Hey, you what put is it that? That
it's always sunny. Oh yeah, you're gonna love crack.
I'm very confused where you're going with this, by the way.
Yeah, I am too. I'm very lost. I'm interested to see.
It's just the way people go about treating it. It's always just like, well, come on, just try it. You know, it's that whole
mentality.
I don't
think I've ever been harassed to try. Wow. I mean,
by
I love
anybody.
WoW.
There's not you've never had a friend who played WoW all the fucking time who just told you, "Hey, try this." How did you even get into it?
I think
you
the closest
WoW.
To that would be you.
Me?
Or us?
Honestly, how I got into that was TJ's like, "Look, man, I got this pirated copy of WoW. We play only
I got
on
this WoW, man.
That we only play on private servers, and I think your computer can handle it because, as history dictates, I usually have a piece of shit computer." Except for right now.
Not anymore.
So there you go.
I have the best computer.
TJ was your crack addict.
But I didn't, you know, he didn't push me. He was just like, yo, man, here, it's
free.
But I guess he gave me a taste.
He took a different approach, Ryan. He took a different approach. He came in, he sweetened the pot before you even knew there was a pot, Ryan.
Damn.
Bastard gave me a free taste.
See? Mind-blowing you right now.
No, TJ's my friend. He would never. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It was one of those like private servers too that.
Oh yeah, those were fun.
And you leveled like in 3 hours, like all the way to 70.
Yeah.
It was good times.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. No, TJ never pushed me.
He just invited me over.
He just said, "He just said, look, bring over your." I had a terabyte external at the time. He's like, just bring over your external. You can play it right off of that. And I was like, okay.
Sure, teach. Sure, friend.
Sure,
I've always heard good things about WoW.
I'll bring it over.
I loved Warcraft. Like, I always loved Warcraft.
Yeah, so, it's
Warcraft's always been my
the thing. Yeah, that's the thing, though. Warcraft isn't that bad of a game. It's a decent game. They played it right. They made it right. It fits its like realm and universe well, and it plays easily.
Oh my God, it so does.
And,
you got books and shit.
It's just the main thing that kills games and gives games a terrible reputation is the community. Like Call of Duty, I like Call of Duty. I did way back in the day. I was a big Call of Duty fan. I defended it and stuff. Even when Terry was like getting really into Battlefield, I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to go over here and play some Battle Duty. And I was still leaning on that edge. But the community just got worse and worse and worse. And then, well, the games didn't really change either. So I was just like, whatever, I'll go to Battlefield. And Battlefield didn't have that problem because you couldn't talk to those other people. You could only talk to like the three other people in your squad. So it's just like, okay, well, if these guys are dicks, I'll just mute that guy and then done deal, you know? But in Call of Duty, everybody talks to everybody all the time.
Because when you hear somebody that you're about to kill, they can hear
you. Ryan, you going all robot-y, bro.
Going all robot-y. You don't know me like that.
Damn. Damn,
homie.
Shit, my computer's better than yours, Dwight.
Damn.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, now Terry I got some Terry gas.
You're backing me up.
Way to go, Ryan. You're backing Terry up.
Look, I can't stop him from drinking his milkshakes. He knows that they make him gassy, but he drinks them anyway.
These milkshakes make me gassy.
What? Lactose intolerant, I guess?
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, wow, man. That was really insensitive.
You really have to call that out in front of everybody?
Shit. Like in front of the internet?
In front of the internet. The entire internet. Yeah. Welcome.
It is the entire internet. Anyone can find this.
But no one will.
Our viewers beg to differ.
We don't have viewers. We have listeners.
Sometimes we have viewers. We have live guests.
Most of the time we have listeners. Hey, you get those
live casts. So only the people that watch the live cast will find it.
Which is not happening in this episode.
What is this, episode 7? 5?
Yeah. I don't know. Five. 75.
5?
We still on fart jokes?
5? Oh, yeah. If you bring in the gas, we're making the jokes about it.
I don't have any gas right now, which is weird because I usually have gas.
Shit, Ryan. What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. I can go eat some salami and cream cheese. Will that make you feel better?
No.
Because we could probably be talking about gas by the end of this podcast.
No, Ryan, please.
We can talk about gas tonight.
You guys want to talk about gas? I got it.
About to go down.
Okay, well, enough of that gassy situation.
All right, well, good podcast.
Good podcast. Mm-hmm. Everybody go home.
I am home.
All right. Good job, everybody.
That was quick.
That was quick. It's a good podcast.
Who wants to play Left 4 Dead after this podcast?
Fuck it.
Sure.
I was waiting for Jose because we were supposed to do dungeons tonight, and I got stood up. If he agreed to do dungeons. I told he was asking me the other night if I was down to play to run dungeons because he finally hit 50. And this is 14, by the way, for people who don't know what I'm talking
Final
about.
Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, I thought you guys were gonna play some Dungeons and Dragons.
No. No. We're not nerds, right?
I have
played Final Fantasy, not Dungeons and Dragons.
I have Dungeons and Dragons if you guys want to play it.
Do you? Do let's
I
do it.
I do. Maybe actually.
I will come up tomorrow.
I have no idea how to play it legitimately, though.
It's been a long time. I played that with TJ too. He gave me a little taste. That was a bullshit game. Were you there for that?
I wasn't. No.
God damn it.
Anyways,
I'm so mad. Go on.
Say, he asked if I was down to play the other night, and I couldn't because I was behind on my class stuff. I had like two papers to write, and I still have to write a CV and an artist statement, and that's giving me the shits.
What's a CV?
It's basically a much longer, detailed resume. You know how they tell you your resume is like the sweet spot. You want it to be one page, just quick, easy, get the information out, the relevant information out, make it one page, perfect. That's perfect resume. CV is like you got to get down into the details. Everything you've ever done that's relevant to whatever you're trying to do, you know, you got to sell yourself on it. And it's like the longer the better with a CV, basically. And I still haven't done it because it got pushed back. So I was like, thank God, because I had two papers to write last night. And that's what I was tweeting about the other night. People were confused about it. And I tweeted out that I made a huge mistake because I realized, because before I was only supposed to, the last paper I had to write was on like three or four chapters of like three different books. So that's fine. Like I read one chapter of one book, one part of another book, one part of another book, write a paper on it, done. I misread what I was supposed to have done today, and I was supposed to have read this entire book.
Oh my God.
That was like 160 something pages. So last night I'm like flipping through this fucking book trying to read it all and write a paper on it, and I finished it, and I had to write a paper on another book where basically I had to read almost the entire book. But it was... I basically had to read the entire book. It was shorter. I had to read like every other chapter because every other chapter was just pictures, which was nice. I mean, you know, you have a book with a whole chapter, it's just pictures. That's nice.
I like chapters like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, that wasn't so bad because it was mostly like, it was like a paragraph of text and then picture and then paragraph of text and then picture. So that wasn't so bad, but the first book was, oh my God. It's a super interesting book, but I couldn't enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, it had pictures.
No. Not the picture book. The picture book was not interesting at all. It was very incoherent, I thought.
Was it pictures of essays?
Like essays? No. Like
no. It was, each chapter was basically an essay from this art critic, and it's like it would start off one way, and by the end you're on this completely different subject. He just goes off on a tangent, and I really didn't enjoy reading that book at all. And I had to write about it, so that was not fun. First book, though, was pretty interesting. I just couldn't enjoy it because I had to get it. I had like 5 hours to get to read both of these books and then write a paper on each of them.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was awful. But I did it, and I had to skip on the CV and the artist statement. But it turns out that got pushed back anyway, so I was safe there. Well, that was mine last night. Anyway, this all goes back to Jose was asking me if I wanted to play that night.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I was like, no, there's no way that's going to happen tonight. But Thursday night, I will be good to go. It's Thursday night, and Jose is nowhere to be found.
Are you surprised?
Which, on top of that, maintenance just kicked in for the next hour. So we couldn't play right now if we wanted to anyway.
Not to mention that annoying podcast you're in the middle of doing.
I know.
Every Thursday.
I had started.
I know, it's like
an hour and a half ago, and then you went away for 20 minutes.
I never said it started. Someone just called me out of the blue, and then you did an intro off camera. You just kind of don't even talk to me, okay? Fucking talk to me.
Listen, I love our fans, personally.
So do I.
And I would hate for them to not have a podcast to listen to on Thursday night.
I agree. I made that very clear to AT&T.
That's right.
Yeah, Brian, you got new internet.
Tell us that story.
Oh, God, that story is so...
Let's start from the beginning, Ryan. Oh, when were you born?
Sorry.
All right. So AT&T calls me. I had an appointment from between 1 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So at 11 o'clock.
Wait.
This is Friday.
I know. You're starting a little ahead of the story. There's a little bit that happened before that, too, wasn't there? Didn't you get delayed like a week or so?
No, it was like 3 days, but that was my fault.
Oh.
I had a job interview at the time that they were going to come, so I had to reschedule.
Well, never mind then.
Had to reschedule.
So anyway, so Friday, I'm in the bathroom, and they call me at 11 o'clock. The guy says, "My name's Wayne. I'm around the corner." I'm like,
"My name's Wayne."
I'm like, well, shit, Wayne, you know, you're 3 hours early, like, you know, so I say whatever, and I'm like, I'm here, wipe my butt, go outside.
Vital parts of the story.
Right.
He went outside.
He shows up, and he's like, I'm the outside tech. I have to bring in the new fiber line, which, by the way, is bullshit. My father-in-law took a look at it, and he's like, this isn't fiber.
Right.
Because he's an electrician.
Was it just cable or copper?
It's a phone line. Like, it's like a new phone. It's fiber to the cable and then into the house. It's just a phone line.
Oh.
Like, it's weird.
That's pointless then.
Huh. Yeah. It's only fiber to their box on the cable line. And then once it gets to the house, it's different.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that's how it is actually everywhere.
It's just, he was just like, it's not fiber here, though. It's fast. It's fast. I'm impressed. I was streaming on Wednesday, Tuesday, something. I was streaming while hosting the Skype call and a server for Left 4 Dead. So, internet's good. But anyway, got ahead of myself again. Where was I? Ah, so Wayne is here until about 1:30. So now we're into the time where my other tech should be here. And he leaves, and I say, my other tech should be here soon, right? And he's like, yep, everything's good to go.
Yay, Wayne.
So, at 2:30, the guy hasn't shown up. Been a little
Hold
concerned.
On, before you continue, we like Wayne in this story.
Wayne was a cool Asian guy who...
He did a good job.
He didn't do a good job. I was going to get to that.
Listen, at least he was there.
Yeah, he marked that there was a problem on the outside line, and so they put it on hold. And then it got fixed. So he fixed it while he was here.
Yay, Wayne.
So at 2:45, it's 15 minutes before my appointment time is over, I call AT&T. And I say, you know, the fuck? Where's my guy at? And they're like, oh, they said there's a problem on the line and it needs to be taken care of. There's a hold. So I'm upset because Wayne told me everything was okay. Mm-hmm. Lady comes back 10 minutes later. She's like, okay, so they fixed the problem on the line. And what happened was the guy called your phone and you didn't answer. And so he didn't come. And I said, I need to speak to your manager right now. Because I had my phone in my hand all day because nobody understands how excited I was for this freaking internet to get here. Nobody. I was sitting in the garage with the garage wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
So that goes on for a while, and I finally talked to that manager's manager's manager, and he's like, look, I'm going to get on the phone. We're going to try to get somebody out there by Monday. I was like, tonight. Somebody needs to be out here tonight. I was so angry. They ended up not coming till Monday, which was bullshit. Sarah's going to file a very, very extensive complaint. But anyway, would you be surprised what happens when you get complaints in the corporate world?
What?
But
what?
Like it's serious. Like the whole team gets like it's some shit. When we got bad stuff, it was like the district manager would come down and like have a powwow with everybody, and crackdown manager would stop skating out, you know, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, regardless. So I pick up Sarah from Bart. I'm still hassling. This escalation guy calls me, and he's saying that, you know, I'm going to try to do my best. The earliest we have is Tuesday. And Sarah's
unacceptable.
All, yep. Sarah, because I had him on speakerphone because I was driving. And Sarah goes, unacceptable, and grabs the phone out of my hand and just goes, what is your manager's name? And he's like, who is this? And she's like, this is Sarah. I'm Ryan's wife. And she gives him the passcode or whatever that you have to give for AT&T. And he's like, well, I don't know. It's not really a situation where my manager would have to be involved. I mean, we're trying to do what I can here. And she's like, if you cannot help me, I need your supervisor's name and ID code immediately. And yours. And so by the end of this conversation, Sarah's on the phone with a regional manager of AT&T. And she's like, look, it's going to be impossible to get anybody out there tonight, because it was about 7 at this point. I'll call you back. We're going to try to get somebody out there tomorrow, because they were saying that tomorrow wasn't going to happen, even though the one guy had already told me that Saturday was fine. And then they're like, oh, we don't do full installations on Saturdays.
Hell, you don't.
Yeah, so Sarah was fighting for that, and yeah, she never got that call back either. They were just so rude. It was a ridiculous situation.
See, what I don't understand at this point in the story is that you have... Wayne already came. Wayne laid down some pipe.
Wayne laid down the pipe.
Wayne did that, and then after that, it's literally just hooking up a modem and then syncing
it with... I didn't have any of that stuff.
I'm just saying, you get a modem, you hook it up, and then you just sync it with their center to make sure to activate it.
Well, they have gateways, not modems.
Regardless, it's a box that they bring into your thing, and they activate it to their service, to their ISP, and that literally takes 20 minutes. That's not even... they can't use the term full installation when it's just right now.
The guy was here for 2 hours trying to get our shit working. He had to get like 2 boxes. It was problem after problem when he finally got here. But anyway, he hooked me up though. He gave me a free Wi-Fi card for my computer in the living room, which was pretty sick. And then my father-in-law goes, why? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, every house is wired with Ethernet in 2 different places. And I'm like, what? Yeah, in each room in the house has 2 different... each one has cable and Cat5.
The house that you're living in?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome then.
Yeah. Every single room has it in each corner.
Then you better not be on wireless unless you're using your phone or like a tablet.
No, I'm on Wi-Fi in the living room still. I don't care. It's just Netflix in there.
Wi-Fi.
Whatever.
I'm on the Wi-Fi.
I left out a part of the story that I think is important. So this one guy calls me and he's like, look, there's a guy trying to get to a house right now. He's there at the house and no one's home. And so when I talked to the next person, I was like, so the guy I was talking to before told me that the tech was at somebody's home waiting for them to show up. And he's like, that's correct. So they stopped by and the guy was like, yeah. And I was like, so when I was sitting in my garage with the garage wide open, why was I not as important as that other customer for him not to stop by my house?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, well, It was just that some technician wanted to go home early on Friday, and he probably dialed my number in his phone, hit call, hit end, so it just showed that he made the call. And then he said he didn't answer, said I didn't have a voicemail set up. And I was like, that's my professional cell phone. Of course I have a voicemail set up.
How dare you?
I take professional phone calls every week.
I'm a professional phone caller.
Dude, I'm looking for a job. I have to have a voicemail set up. Are you kidding me?
Well.
It's bullshit. I was so angry. So we'll see what happens. Sarah's not amused. She threatened one of the ladies, the regional manager.
I'll cut you.
She was like, listen, if you don't get this taken care of by the weekend, the next person that'll be calling you is the landlord, which is her dad. And she goes, trust me, lady, you don't want that phone call. He will make your life miserable. Absolutely miserable. I promise you. And he would. Oh, my God. He would make her life living hell. Like, she would just want to kill herself by the time she was done. I promise.
Right. You were telling me that he's been a member of AT&T before they were AT&T? Or
yeah, when they were... they had Prodigy. Singular. Prodigy. No, it's... So AT&T, when they were just a landline company, they were a monopoly, kind of. And the government said, look, you're a monopoly. And then they had wireless. And the government said, you're a monopoly and you're charging too much. So they made them break up their business. And that's how Singular came about. SBS. Do you remember all those little different ones in the Valley and in the Bay Area that they had that you could get like phone providers? No. There used to be a bunch. Okay. And then AT&T, they had a little bit of time. Like, I think it was like a 2 or 3 year period where they had to just lay low.
Hide from the cops, you know?
Pretty much. Like, get rid of the name AT&T, and they only had the landline still, and that was it. And they only charged what the government made them charge. And then they bought Singular back, but it was already theirs. It was still there, so they just changed the name, but they made it look like a buyback. And they just...
Yeah, that's how I thought it was. I thought that they bought out Singular.
No, they were already AT&T, just under the name Singular, and then they merged back together.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so AT&T just grew its business back together. Under the flagship of wireless communication.
Of course.
Instead of landlines. And now they're actually moving away from that. I don't know if you heard that they're going to sell some of their towers.
To who?
To anybody. They're trying to sell them to other providers that want them because they're going to be doing this upgrade where they're going to 100 down. It's going to cost them a lot of money. And so they're going to sell their towers to subsidize it while they're doing it.
See, I didn't know that AT&T had cable internet. It's not cable?
It's fiber, and it still comes through the phone line. Like, he plugged into the phone line.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you could have fiber to the box, but it's not fiber to your house.
Right, but it's not cable. It's not coming through a cable. It's like next generation DSL. It's still technically DSL.
I don't like these words that you're using right now.
I know, neither do I, but it's surprisingly fast. Like, I thought it was going to be just awful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's doing a very well, it's very good job.
The microphone, Ryan.
A very good job with 4 people using the internet.
Right. Which is what you want. Most Which definitely.
What I need.
Yes.
I have no choice. 4 people are going to have to use the internet.
Oh, shut up. You want it too, anyways.
I want it?
Yes.
Want what?
You want it.
There you go. Terry just
I wanted my own line.
You wanted your own dedicated line?
I did.
You could do it.
No.
Well, you need to do this whole separation thing, huh?
But I can't. Yeah. I can't. Too many reasons that I'll tell you about some other time.
I know reasons.
Oh, did I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then yeah. Then you know.
Yeah. Dumb, but... Well, yeah. You have internet now, which is nice. I'm actually a little pissed that you went robot-y earlier because that new internet should have fixed that.
I'm sure.
What's going on.
Somebody was probably starting to stream something or something.
Hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. See, occasionally it'll affect me, I'm sure.
No, it's not with 60 down. No.
60 it's not down, 60, it's 45.
Oh, you told me 60. You said 60 down and 5 up.
Mm-mm. Go look in the chat when I talked about my internet.
I specifically remember 60 down.
Well, Terry. You specifically remember wrong.
Thank you, Terry. No, they don't only the highest they offer is 45 right now, and they're trying to go to an upgrade where they offer 100.
All I can hope is that Sprint buys their freaking towers.
I hope it's Verizon. They need more, at least in the Bay. They need more towers for 4G in the Bay.
What?
4G here is like crowded. It doesn't work very as well as it did in New Mexico.
I got a.
I feel like I'm sure
LTE over in Turlock.
I got the LTE right now, sucker.
Damn.
And then my phone's one of the first ones to get the new one too. The AV whatever. Something is coming out soon. It's the new upgraded 4G.
Upgraded.
It's supposed to be twice as fast as 4G. Or four times as fast, some shit.
Like they can even do that.
I don't understand, Terry. Why are you laughing? It's not funny.
I don't know.
Do you know how many hamsters they would need?
I laugh to mask the sadness.
They need 52 hamsters per person in the world running around the clock. I know, okay? Don't think I don't know the answer to these questions. Now tell me what's 52 times 6 million.
6 million?
Now
six
you
billion.
Tell me.
6 billion, I'm sorry.
Mr. Genius.
6 billion. Do the math. Come on, do it.
Do it.
312 billion. Wait. How many billions is that?
Damn.
Yeah, 312 billion.
We got it.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think.
That's a lot of hamsters.
This
you're right, Terry.
This calculator doesn't put in the commas, so I had to count the zeros to make sure.
Terry, that's a lot. You're absolutely right, man.
That's too many hamsters, dude. I think. How are we going to feed all of those?
You're not.
I think they're going to...
They're going to die.
They have a. I think maybe they have like a serum worked out, you know, where they're going to like feed them.
We should put these hamsters. We could cut these hamsters down by putting them into an airless and frictionless environment.
Why are you trying to cut the hamsters?
But wait, hold on. No, who cares about cutting hamsters? Science can't move forward without cutting hamsters. Anyway.
That's true.
But why would airless? Because then we're going to have to pay for their oxygen tanks.
No, Ryan, we're saving money because we don't have to pay for the air.
But then they can't continue to run.
No, we're cutting costs across the board, Ryan. No, if we don't have to pay for the air that they have, then we're saving money.
We're cutting our speed completely. We're defeating the purpose of what we were trying to do in the first place.
Now, Ryan, the room is going to be airless and frictionless. So,
come on, use your head.
So
we're not paying for air or friction.
And we're not making any internet.
And friction is very expensive.
God damn it. Hey.
Oh, Bootsy.
Why did we ever go into business together?
Go ahead and
Bootsy.
Call him.
Yeah, let me add him. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know what it is with Skype. Like, half the time when I do the ad,
No. Yeah, if you're not the host, it won't call him. It never calls him, regardless of any situation. If you're not the host of the thing, it won't automatically call him. But it'll put him in the call, and if he realizes, oh, shit, they invited me to a call, or a call is ongoing, then he can just join in.
What? Really?
Yeah. If the host drags a person in, then it calls the person automatically.
I did not know that. Is that true?
Bootsy!
I want to see your dead hamsters and how many hamsters you have to prove that theory.
Yeah, well,
I can't
dead hamsters.
I can't
at least half that amount in monkeys.
Damn.
So, what are we bartering?
Are you saying that a monkey...
We're talking science. God
damn it. A monkey only has the same amount of power as two hamsters? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I'm saying
hamsters
that a monkey's
are very
worth,
powerful. Right?
But a yes. monkey's worth yeah. two hamsters in the course of science.
Right, but we're talking about their physical ability.
We're talking about science. We've been talking about science the whole time.
We're just
are you
talking about the
stuff?
Value. You're we're just not. Talking about the value that two give me two hamsters, I'll give you a monkey.
Yeah, pretty much for science.
Yeah, the value.
I'm saying either you give me four hamsters that prove your theory or two monkeys. Because two monkeys are worth two hamsters in science.
Four hamsters.
One monkey was worth two.
Thank you, all of you. You know what I'm trying to say, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying...
I get it. I'm saying
that one monkey is more valuable than two hamsters because he could do more work than two hamsters could do. Faster. And he's no, stronger.
No, he's like no,
and it's a monkey.
Monkeys need things. They're
I'm just
like
saying
smart.
A monkey. I'm
monkeys,
saying that we
monkeys get too distracted.
Yeah, monkeys yes. get distracted. They pick their butts. It's not a high.
It's not if
they throw shit at you. Quite yeah, literally. Not hamsters just go in the ball. They just go in the ball and they just run. And that's all yeah, you need.
That's all they. That's all they need.
It's just a hygiene issue.
Yeah, it's
listen.
Monkeys,
if I have
but
two
monkeys,
monkeys
are
one monkey could pick the other monkey's butt. The other one doesn't get distracted, and then he does all the work.
But how are they going to breed?
Then that's like worth six hamsters.
Why can't he just get with the program? It's
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We're talking about how many hamsters we give me for my motherfucking monkey.
Look, it's the Board of Science in the state of California.
Okay,
has
I understand
stated.
That, and I'm not on the board. And
you
I
are
would
definitely
just appreciate
not on the
it
board,
if we
no.
could change the subject because this is all going over my head.
All right, Terry, fine. You probably don't have clearance anyway.
I don't. I know I don't. This all is right. all. These are all things that sound like I all right. should not be here listening to them. All
right, Mr. Scientist, what do you want to talk about?
I am not the scientist, clearly. Clearly, you guys are far more intelligent.
You're throwing clearance names and levels at me. saying you're too smart for this conversation.
Listen, I'm just trying to follow the rules here.
Shots fired.
There are some very clear rules about what I can and what conversations I can and can't be a part of.
Who set and those rules? Is,
yeah, this, we didn't set it. You the, just set that rule the, yourself.
The government?
You included yourself
who's
in
government?
The conversation.
The government of the United States of America.
Bullshit. I know that dude. He's an idiot. That's all I have to say about that. All
right. Yeah. That's your right as an American.
Damn right it is. This United States of America.
That's always been funny to me when people say these United States of America.
Right.
These United
States. You know.
Well, you got to drag out the full title here.
Well, I mean, it's just when you say that, all I can think of is that there's another, like, United States of America somewhere else. It's like, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about these United States of America.
I used to get in this argument with this Brazilian kid I lived with about that. He's like, well, we have states in Brazil, so we're the United States of America. I'm like, well, no, you're Brazil. And he used to go
no,
back
you're Brazil.
And he would tell me how frustrating it would be when people would say that we were Americans. He's like, well, I'm an American. I'm like, but you're not an American. Like, you're a South American.
Yeah, but you're
he's like, they're the same thing. And I'm like, no, they're different continents. He's like, no, they're the same continent. I'm like, I think that's wrong.
Are you talking about Sunshine right now? Sunshine from high school?
No.
No? Okay.
No, he said the one that he lived with.
Oh.
I would hope he didn't live with Sunshine.
I would hope he got forgotten. Are you kidding
unnamed
me, Ryan?
NPC.
Ryan.
Sunshine, the
one
kid from Miss Collier's class.
Let him walk across the street.
You wouldn't let, yeah.
He wasn't from Brazil.
You
don't know that?
Yeah.
He's from Mexico. I know that for a fact.
How do you know? You got his birth certificate? Is that what's happening?
Did you take that from him, along with all the candy you stole
he
from all those kids?
He also told you that he downloads RAM, right? I mean...
he was one of the
Mexico is probably a cover-up.
He was one of the kids that came up during the season.
Well, Ryan. They have seasons in Brazil, too. That's all I'm saying.
And they're backwards.
Well, mm-hmm. There are still seasons.
Shut up.
If you're from Brazil, raise your hand. Look at all those people, Ryan.
Raising my hand.
You see all those people?
I see it, but I'm raising my hand.
I believe you.
I'm lying to you, but I'm raising my hand.
I know. That's fine.
I'm from Brazil.
There you go.
He is proud Brazilian.
He should be. All Brazilians are proud. Why they don't speak Spanish.
I speak Brazilian.
Are you God damn it. You mean Portuguese?
No, Brazilian.
Nope.
Did he stutter?
I don't want to live here anymore.
I'm from Brazil, so I speak Brazilian.
You're so smart and you're so dumb.
Just like how you're an American, you speak American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ever say that.
See, this is why Dwight graduated from college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With my Brazilian-American degree in economics.
His degree in Brazilian studies.
Falsifying official records, is it?
Not falsify at all. I got a degree.
In what?
American-Brazilian economics.
Liar, that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
Listen, my degree is across the room. I can't just read it.
I can't just get up and go over there.
I will give you 50 Brazilian pesos to just drop this.
Brazilian pesos?
I don't even think they use pesos.
Who's the Brazilian here? Who's the Brazilian here?
I don't think it's you.
Right. I think he's right, Ryan.
I think he might be.
They use Brazilian pesos.
Man, we should just change our shit to the Science Channel and switch our category to how-to.
How-to with Team Mongoose?
How-to the Science Channel.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Get the Kickstarter rolling.
Yeah, we're going to need funding. Government funding.
No, mm-hmm. I don't want to be funded by the government.
You won't be. The podcast will.
Oh, I don't want the podcast to be funded by the government.
You don't want the podcast.
The currency in Brazil is called real, which was adopted in
Brazilian 1994. Brazilian pesos.
Well, of course it's real, Ryan.
National currency of Brazil.
Look, on the streets we call it Brazilian pesos.
I actually looked it up too when this was all happening. So I was genuinely curious. It's like,
yeah, me too.
I know they don't use the peso.
There's somebody else that uses a peso as well. It's not Mexico.
Is it Canada?
Yeah.
No.
The Canadian peso.
You know, in America, you know, you have dollars and stuff. You know, sometimes we call them bucks. You know, Benjamins. You know, in Brazil, we call them C-notes. Brazilian pesos.
We only got one nickname. Whatever that first one was.
We're not very good with our nicknames in Brazil. We just call it the Brazilian peso. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Man.
I hate it here. Is this podcast over yet?
No.
Almost.
Close?
Hang in there.
Are we close, Dwight?
No.
Oh, my God. I knew you were
going to
say
it. Half an hour will be an hour away.
If you didn't leave, Ryan.
Yeah, we could have had this rolling a while ago.
We could have been done by now.
Yeah, well, I had to put Sarah to bed.
I don't like it when you say it that way, because it sounds like you're, like, killing her.
I know.
I had to put her down.
I had to give her a special medicine.
Better bedtime story. Give her her rag of chloroform.
This rag smell like chloroform to you.
Just sleep. No tears now. Only dreams.
I think your pillow smells funny.
Why don't you smell it?
No, you spray it on your wrist and you're like, check out this new perfume.
And she can't remember the night before, so just every time she falls for it, it's like, really?
If I were you, I'd start putting in like other things. Like, does this milk smell bad to you? I think one of the
and
dogs
take a rag of chloroform.
In the corner. Yeah, just always a rag.
Just keep track of where you put it, where it's like, oh, man, let me just get this milk, and all of a sudden you just take it.
It just stops being...
Sarah doesn't like milk. That would have been a bad idea. I drink milk like it's water.
It's just going to evolve to, like, other things. That not even about, like, smelling things. Like, oh, can you hand me the remote? Bam, rag of chloroform. Have you got the mail today? Bam, rag of chloroform. Apparently, chloroform doesn't actually act that way, by the way. Read something on Reddit a while back that says that chloroform is over-exaggerated in movies and shows and stuff.
Well, yeah, it's all about ether.
They put the thing up to their face, and 2 seconds later, they're on the floor.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I mean, it would take, like, large doses for it to really take effect.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's, you know, I mean, I doubt that there's anything that takes you out in 2 seconds that isn't injected, you know.
Or very heavy.
Yeah.
What, like a box?
I'm very heavy. I bet I could take you out in about 2 seconds.
Damn. Like a dinner?
Like dropping a building on
like
you.
Like sushi?
Yeah, like getting hit by a bus. Oh.
Damn. I got that reference.
I got it too.
So does that make you both Captain America?
Okay.
So who's Captain America now?
Wait, what?
Tony Danza.
Wait, what did you say about Captain America?
The D.
The TD. Because he's always making touchdowns.
Terry was like, I got that reference. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah, it's Terry's Captain America.
Oh, I get it. I got that reference.
That was fun.
Wow, that's...
I thought you said Captain America's not going to get his role again. I'm like, since when?
He's not.
Since he lost his pecs.
Since he lost his Brazilian pesos.
He lost all those Brazilian pesos in that Brazilian pyramid scheme.
God, I hate all of you.
Ryan, you don't.
No, you don't. Don't say that.
Yeah. Don't ever say things like that, Ryan.
You're full of shit.
Don't tell me what to say, you bastards.
See, Ryan, this is why you're not getting any of our Brazilian pesos.
I don't want them. There's not a real thing.
Not real. You just gotta believe.
I don't want to commit fraud with you.
Whatever.
Give us a few years. We'll get the ball rolling.
Got a Kickstarter.
Yeah, Kickstarter.
See, Ryan? Kickstarter.
I don't want to be a part of your Kickstarter.
Why? You don't like kicking things?
Don't like starting things.
What about Kickender?
Yeah, you pay money to make sure something doesn't happen.
All right, I can get
there is actually that site, by the way. Someone tried to get that going to pay money to make sure a Kickstarter doesn't happen. It was called Kick something. I think it was called Dropkick or something. I don't know.
That's awesome because then you could like pay money so that people can get the patent and then they can never use it.
I don't know how it worked. I just heard of it through some.
What a
I don't
dick.
Know. But yeah, dick move, right?
Mm-hmm. As of today, I have backed 3 different things.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Care to share any of those, if there are any?
I have
sexy
backed
ones?
Chasm, an indie game, Delver's Drop, another indie game, and Every Day is Play, an art book based on the celebration of indie games.
Delver's Drop still hasn't came out, huh?
The alpha version's out if you backed enough to get into the alpha.
Yeah?
I did not. I backed enough for beta and I think they did like 2 copies. It was like the 25 tier. You got like 2 copies and you got access to beta. I'm thinking of Chasm with 2 copies probably. Because that's what I did with that too.
I like it when they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Digital copy. Yeah, it was Chasm that had the 2 copies for the 25 backing. And then Delver's Drop was just the beta. But I am definitely excited for both of them. I'm glad I have extra copy. I have extra copy of 6-Sided Sanctuary, by the way, which I have yet to play, which I need to play. I was going to record me playing, but I've been far too busy this week.
Far too busy for the likes of you.
Far too busy putting off my homework and then regretting it immediately.
Nerd.
So, have you... I didn't get your answer to... Have you played GTA yet? Like, at all?
I have not. I've watched maybe 5 minutes of gameplay because my brother bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched him play it for a little bit. I have not actually played it myself.
How does it look?
I'll tell you right now, it does not look as good as... Obviously, it doesn't look as good as the way they present it, because they play it on PC.
No, no. Yeah, they're playing it on their dev kits on PC, where they have control all over it. They're playing the PC version of it that they're not going to fucking release for months.
Right.
So it looks awesome for them.
It does not look as amazing as it does in
Street Stuff. Did you see it on the 360?
I've seen it on 360. It looks slightly better than 4 did. And 4 was a good-looking game, so...
So, is it
good-looking for a 360 game? Is a good-looking game.
Yeah, I'm playing on the PS3 right now. I can confirm for a PS3 game, it looks pretty good. It doesn't look anywhere near as good as any Naughty Dog game, but that's comparing apples to oranges, because...
One thing it does have going for it, as far as graphic goes, is the area it's in is much sunnier and brighter.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
It's not as washed out and dark and gritty as
saturation as just kind of cranked down.
No, saturation cranked up.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I mean, it's like Liberty Cities was in New York, where it's supposed to be smoggy or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. The area it's in is much more conducive.
Well, that means because they could play that out, where they're like, oh, it's smoggy, so the graphics don't look as good.
That's the first thing that just came
to mind. And this one is much brighter.
Mm. Yeah, you're on the beach side.
Much more pleasant. Mm-hmm. But still, graphically, like a high-end Grand Theft Auto 4.
I miss my smog.
It's good. Like, visually, it's pretty good. I mean, from a PC gamer standpoint, it's still lacking.
Obviously, it could be better if you
PC. But the thing is, it's like, they pushed it pretty good, and if you're walking around or driving around in, like, a slower vehicle, or, like, an average to slower vehicle, you'll be fine. But I'm at the point in the game now, I'm probably clocked easily 30 hours now. I've been playing it constantly, because I want to get it done, because I can't play it offhand, because it's too long of a game, and I need to just bust it out real quick and get back on my schedule of doing things. And so I'm at a point in the story where I have some higher end stuff and I can afford like upgrades to cars and stuff. There's upgrading to cars now, which is really cool.
That is cool.
You can change like your bumpers and skirts and your
gotta change those skirts.
Engine tuning and stuff. Like I got bulletproof tires. Come on.
What?
And so
that's pretty bitchin'.
It's when you get like when you're rolling around in like a Ford GT or an Aston Martin or something like that that's super tricked out. If you speed through like the towns and stuff like that, textures won't load eventually after a while. They'll kind of be sluggish and like buildings won't load up and stuff like that. But it catches up real quick. Real quick, which is nice, but in some cases, like when I'm driving around, maybe a stop sign isn't loaded up yet. And so I cut through or like over the sidewalk where this stop sign should be, and it doesn't load up until I'm directly over it.
Right.
And then I smash into it and I kind of do a little spin or I lose a little bit of control and I'm like, well, come on, you know, that's not a texture.
Yeah. Four had that problem too.
Exactly. But it was
Let's play Grand Theft Auto instead of Left 4 Dead when we're done. Oh no, you guys are playing your new one. Never mind. But I really want to play something when we're done.
I haven't played the new one, so fuck it.
Because I haven't played anything at all. Right.
What I want to know is how it makes you install the game beforehand, obviously. 8 gig install or whatever.
That's okay.
How are the load times?
It's console, man.
Yeah,
it's console. Time. It's not okay. I'll say it's not as bad as like Fallout New Vegas, which was
that was awful.
A hellstorm. The bigger your save file got, you might as well just forget about doing that shit. Go take a dump, go down the street, get some fucking food, come back, and still wait 10 minutes. They're bearable. I mean, I think this game or all console games suffer from that save game problem. Where the bigger the file is, the more it takes to get through load screens for some odd reason. Because I felt like in the beginning of the game, load screens were real good. Real snappy. Not real snappy, but, you know, tolerable. Couple of seconds. And now I feel like I'm waiting a little bit longer. But I'm doing bigger things, so I don't know if, like, it's more stuff just loading up and, like, setting up and doing all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're good. They're all bearable. Even these long ones are still, you know, well within a minute at the well within like I don't know 20 seconds at the most, which is I just pick up my phone and like surf on Reddit real quick or, you know.
Good.
Which is good.
Some bullshit.
I think my PS3 needs to be dusted out or something cuz it burns, dude. It gets so hot. And it's loud. The fans are loud. I hate it.
I hate it.
Another thing I don't like, I really don't like the PlayStation 3 controller. I don't know how anybody can use that thing.
I don't know.
That actually sprung the memory back in my head. I figured out the problem. The problem is that the PlayStation controller, because I loved it as a kid. I had a PlayStation. Mm-hmm. It was great.
The little sticks are too short, or the little like things at the bottom where your hands go are too short.
Okay, yeah. Well, here's the thing. The entire controller is too short.
Yeah,
it's made for people with smaller hands. I got man hands.
It's Japanese. It's like Sarah's car. I don't fit in it because it's a little Toyota. Well, it's a Lexus, but you know, Toyota.
So I need more room to grip the controller, and the joysticks are too high. They're too high. They feel like mountaintops, and I'm moving them around. That and the both the joysticks and the triggers are both convex. Why would you even do that? But the PS4 controller, it seems to solve all those problems. It's much bulkier. You know, it's much bigger. Both those things are concave now, which is awesome.
Have you held it?
I haven't. I've seen pictures of it, though. And it can only be better. You know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I've seen comparisons of the PS3 to the PS4. The PS4 controller is much bigger. Which I'm excited for.
I'm going to buy a control very soon.
Real quick, though. I want to go back to what, Terry, you were talking about with the 8 gig install. That's for the 360, I believe. I don't know. Well, it could be for the PS3 as well.
It's also a two-disc game for the 360.
How many of those have been, you know? Mass Effect was two.
Was it?
Mass Effect 3, yeah. Mass Effect 3 was two.
I don't remember. Oh, wait, yeah. Wait, yep.
Yeah, because you had to switch it while flying around in space. But
I remember that.
The 8 gig install, Terry, I found out just today, is actually a technique for them to maximize the load times for textures and everything. Now, they have the 8 gig texture install, or I don't know if it's just for textures or whatever, but they install it on the system, and then they also read the disk in tandem with the stuff on the box, or the console in general, to help load textures faster. So it's cool. I mean, it's shitty in the fact that if you install the game as well, and you have the install, it runs slower because it's not built that way. But apparently people have installed it to, like, they burn the game onto a USB drive, and then they install the one thing on their box, and then they had the two separate things to load, and it's, you know, faster than installing it all. But I have a digital download on the PS3, completely digital, which was awesome, by the way. Day one digital. It's the way of the future.
Yeah, I know.
Science.
But 18 gig install.
Wonder how many monkeys had to die for that one.
I don't know, Ryan. Probably a couple.
Or hamsters.
Oh, you could get hundreds of hamsters, probably.
Probably some guinea pigs, too.
Yeah.
I don't think guinea pigs would be as adequate as a hamster.
What are you talking about? The phrase, we need a guinea pig.
We're just going
to the hamster and monkey and guinea pig argument.
I don't want to go too deep into things, so is there any other questions that you guys just want to know out of the blue?
Grand Theft Auto?
About GTA. Because I don't want to spoil anything.
No, I'm good. I'll wait until I get
No, I've seen enough. I've watched a few things on Polygon.
Okay, well, to wrap up, fun game. I don't know. GTA 4 kind of felt more like a GTA game. This game, it's a lot more realistic. You die super quick, which is kind of...
Yeah, I heard the cops are, like, no joke in this one.
I don't know.
There's no shotgun.
There are shotgun cops, but there's no shotgun cop 2.0. There's none of that.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know. I've never had any problems getting away from the cops. I see a bunch of people bitching about them, but I think those people just suck at video games, so fuck them. I've never had any problems. Basically, all you gotta do to get away from the cops, drive for a while. Once you lose them, duck into an alleyway, hang out there. Or if you're near the mountains, just drive up in the freaking mountains. Just keep driving. Like, I found a bunch of dune buggies and stuff, like this Baja Bugs. I take one of those, smash around in the desert and stuff. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I dread every time I hear that.
Another thing, on top of car customization, weapon customization.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which is really cool. Clothes are still as shitty. Like, I actually feel like there's less clothes now this time around.
Really?
Yeah. Sucky, because there really weren't that many clothes in 4.
Yeah, that's some bad news.
More stuff kind of keeps coming up, though. Like, I feel like the more you progress in the game, the more stuff unlocks. Because, like, in the gun store, I can see all, like, the attachments and stuff, but it's, like, locked. I'm like, okay, whatever. You go to a clothes store, and I'm just like, okay, well, there's, like, 4 shirts here, and they're all just awful. And then later on, I'll go to the same store, and it's, like, 2 new shirts. And I'm like, okay, well, was that because of the mission, or how is that working? So, I don't know. Maybe by the end of the game it'll change and I'll feel like, oh man, I have, look at this plethora of clothes and stuff I can get.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I remember in San Andreas, you couldn't unlock like the high-end like superstore until you beat the game.
Yeah, that's like the one on the PSP.
I'm sorry, what?
I had one on the PSP, and you could only unlock the clothes like as you progress through the game. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it.
Either
now.
Liberty City Stories or Vice City Stories.
I think it was like Vice City. I think no, God no.
Chinatown Wars was good.
And that was not for PSP. That was for
they made it on PSP later.
Oh,
Ponzabies?
Which is weird because I don't know how that works, going from a two-screen kind of setup to a one-screen, no touchpad dealy, but they did it.
They did it. They made it happen. They forced science.
Mm-hmm.
They did it.
Mm. But, yeah, the high-end place is called Ponzabies, I guess, or I think that's how you pronounce it. It
used to be called D something, something with a D.
The D
is...
Big D.
Big D.
Big D. Big D.
It was, that store, in Grand Theft Auto 4, it was called, like, Poseidon?
Perseus.
Was 4.
I only remember because you come into the store, the guy would always be like, "Welcome to Perseus."
All right.
And I was like, okay. Thank you. Those are always my favorite stores in those games. The stores where you get the like the suits and stuff.
Yeah.
The place I was talking about in San Andreas is called Didier Sex.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, you have to beat the game to unlock the store, and it's on like their version of Rodeo Drive.
Mm.
And that was my favorite store in that game. Because it had the suits. The nice-ass suits.
I liked getting the nice-ass suits and then wearing the... Or driving the bike, the black and white bike.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta ride your bike in style.
Looking like a slick son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bikes are back, too. There's actually multiple different types of bikes, too.
Talking about like a motorcycle. Are you guys talking about like
bikes? I was talking about bicycle bike.
No, I like the nice bicycle, the white and black. Like,
I'm talking about bicycles.
I had it in my garage.
Get a little ring-a-ding-ding bell on it.
Mm-hmm.
Garage.
Oh, fun story. I went down to their version of Venice Beach. It's called Vespucci. And found some bikes, or found a bike down there. And I'm like, oh, sweet. I'll just ride this up and down Vespucci. And... I was like, oh, hey, cool. There's a bunch of cool kids down there at the bike park. We'll go down there to the bike park.
Kids.
I run into this one kid that was near there. It's like, hey, look out. Watch me do this. And then I jump in and I do some cool tricks, you know, being real cool. Real cool. And I fall. I'm like, okay, whatever. Hit my head against the ground. It's like a bunch of blood. And I'm like, I'm good. I meant to do that. And I get up and I'm like, all right, no, hold on there. Now, let me try that one more time. I do the same thing, you know, head, face, just the sound effects and everything and the physics, the ragdolls, just they're way better now. Everything's much more fluid. And I do that again and I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay, just one more time. So I get a lot of speed around and I'm kind of like banking around the corners of the bike thing. Do it one more time, but I don't do it as high. Well, not really high at all. My back wheel is still on the ground, in fact. And I fall over, and I die. That's it. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to my health, but I smashed my face into the cement so much that I died in front of a bunch of kids. And I was actually really mad about that.
Hey, kids!
Are there actually like kids or
they're like teenagers? That's the thing. It's like hearing it though, and like hearing the blood like go, you know, on the ground.
Those kids are scarred for life now.
No, I bet one of them like goes straight on to Twitter after that. It's just like old man tries to show us up, kills himself.
It's actually called Bleeder. on GTA 5. They don't have Twitter. Bleeder. They have Bleeder.
Bleeder.
Oh, there's actually Bleeder. A thing
with
for
a
that.
T. Yeah, not a D, but with a T. Bleeder.
You bleat like a goat.
No, I can't bleat for some reason. I really wanted to, but I can't. But you could read people's bleats, which is cool.
Bleat.
Yeah. Also, you can
goat
invest.
Bleat.
You can invest in the stock market, which is cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, some missions you may be required to maybe take out a CEO of a certain company, so another one rises up. That's not giving away anything. You...
Some friends become enemies. Listen. Some enemies become friends.
Listen. Yeah, there you go, Ryan.
No.
Maybe stop. Maybe the kid down the street picks up a few more houses on his paper route.
La, 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 la,
so
la.
You invest in that kid.
I don't want to hear it. I'm
I don't
sorry.
Understand why you're not wanting to hear it. This is literally not any spoilers at all.
I don't want to know anything about this.
You don't
kid.
Want to know about stock markets?
No.
Stock markets is just a thing that you do at any time in the game.
Stop. Now I know that I have the freedom, huh? That's not what I wanted.
Cut off right there. I was interested in the technical aspects as far as loading goes. I understand now. That's all I need to know about the game.
You let me talk about the guns and the clothes and the bikes and everything,
all
of that.
To be honest, up until the bike part where you crashed in front of those kids, I really wasn't listening.
Yeah, you
right after that, I talked
about
the stock market.
Calling you out.
Listen, that kid stuff is messed up. Those kids are going to remember that for the rest of their lives.
Good.
I'm pretty sure they're laughing about it.
Granted, this cool-ass adult comes cruising in.
I wasn't even on a bike that should have been in the park. I was on one of those beach cruisers. You couldn't even bunny hop with it. I was just trying to go really fast. It didn't work out.
Hey, kid.
Dumb.
Oh, God, he's dead.
Quick.
No, I already know too much about the game because I watched that Polygon stuff.
I really wish that there was skateboards, though. I feel like that beach scene, the whole beach thing down the fucking hill is, I just wish that there was, like, people on skateboards and skates and stuff. Like, it doesn't feel like a beach.
Even if you couldn't take them?
If I couldn't take the skates, I'd understand, but if I couldn't take the skateboard, I would just be like, oh, well, this is kind of sad. But I would, you know, whatever.
Yeah, maybe it just rolls and just rolls away.
Yeah, maybe you can't step on it. Just every time you run into it, it just rolls away. But even still, like, I feel like that's a big part of the beach
there. You would have been pissed about that.
I wouldn't have been pissed.
That's probably true. I probably would have been pretty pissed, too.
It's best that they're just not in the game.
It's Halo 1.
It's either you put them in the game and you can ride them, or you just not include them at all.
Well,
or you'll be pissed about it.
Come on now. This is the highest budgeted game of all time.
Mm-hmm.
They made $800 million in the first day. They made their money back in pre-orders, and then they made $800 the first day.
Yeah.
Dude, so, they could have, like, saying, used, like, Tony Hawk mechanics or skate mechanics.
The mechanics could have been shit.
I was thinking about that for a second. Like, has Rockstar ever made a skateboarding game? I don't think they have, but...
They made a ping pong game. Ping pong's not in
they
here.
They made a ping pong game. They can translate that to skating.
Why not?
It's all the same thing.
You got some wood and a ball.
Yeah.
Rolling
the wheels
mechanics.
The wheels are just balls attached to the board. I mean,
flatten a car, make it smaller, and then make it out of wood. And
You just take the ping pong paddle.
There you go. You could just do the same car mechanics and then just make him do a motion.
You got, like, the engine sound while you're skating down the street.
I'm just saying is that this is something that could have been done pretty easily, probably.
They could have, but they didn't.
They didn't.
And it would have added a whole new... We could have had X Games, guys. We could have done Extreme
Stunts.
They would have taken an already ridiculous game and made it even more ridiculous.
That's what they're doing, though.
That's what they're supposed to do. It's
they're
the
banking
game.
On that.
Yeah, it's but they're not game. Saints Row.
That's ridiculous. How they're... Well, they're not adding in fucking superpowers.
Or are they?
Damn. It's got you there. Because the thing is about Saints Row 4, that was supposed to be DLC for Saints Row 3. And they decided, well, we're going so far with it, we may as well make a game out of it.
Well, no, they went bankrupt, and all they had was that they couldn't afford to make a new game, they expanded off of the DLC.
Well, that was before they knew they had gone bankrupt. They had already been developing this since Saints Row 3 came out because it was meant to be DLC, and they got so far with it that it was supposed that they decided, okay, let's make a game out of it, and then they went bankrupt, and they're like, well, shit. We can't put out this game, and then whoever bought them, and then it was good.
Mm. And then the end.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of companies going bankrupt and being bought, Sega bought Atlus.
Really? Atlus went under? Or they just bought them out?
Atlus went under. They were their parent company was filing for bankruptcy.
Holy hell. And
Sega swoops in and is like, hey, you could come over here.
You want some Sonic in your games?
Come on. That's what we were talking to Alex about. Alex is not happy about this decision.
So
I was making fun of him on Twitter, like, hey, you know, you're going to have Persona characters in Sonic Transform pretty soon.
Or Sonic characters in the next Persona fighting game.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sonic's going to show up.
Oh, God.
Be there. It's going to be great.
Are they
still going to do that? Are they still going to make it, even though Atlus almost went under?
I do not know. I honestly lost interest in the Persona fighting game, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, there wasn't that much interest to begin with, except for, like, when they first announced it, like, it was kind of an interesting idea.
It was fine. Like, it was good at first, but then it kind of... After you play it for a while, you kind of realize it's just a dumbed-down original fighting game. Like, it's literally, like, super easy mode, and there's, like... No break. There's like no thought to doing anything.
I'm sure it's no Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
You kind of
as far as easy.
Well, I suppose. I mean, it is literally just auto combo. But if you want to do a slightly better combo, you kind of stop the auto combo at like a fraction of a second and then do a different auto combo. And that's kind of that.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't watched a lot of that being played. Like the only time I even care about fighting games to begin with is when Evo is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I actually watched Persona being played was not the last Evo, but the Evo before last Evo. I watched a bit of Persona just because it was on between like the main events.
I think it was on before KOF was on, that's why.
Yeah, it was on before then. It was like the only thing to watch, or the only thing I cared about to watch. They were playing other fighting games, but it's like...
But you were like, have that noise.
Yeah, fuck that. I wanted to see more of Persona because it had just come out, and I wanted to see if it was, you know...
Like I said, it's like after you realize, it's kind of just like Skullgirls. It's just, you realize, you try to... lie to yourself and say, oh no, it's
no,
good.
Nah, it's Persona. It's good.
It's good. But then it's just like, then you're just like, alright, this is fucking stupid. This isn't BlazBlue. This isn't Guilty Gear. Fuck, I'd even take Street Fighter over there. I'd even take Marvel over one? That.
Aren't they making a new Guilty Gear?
Yes. Exerd. Or Zerd.
Yeah, it's like X and then RD, right? Like
they say Guilty Gear Zerd and It's looking good.
That's the dumbest title I've ever heard, by the way.
It's just confusing on where it's actually taking place, because Guilty Gear universe is pretty whacked out.
It's pretty whack.
Yes, but I mean, Guilty Gear's got already Accent Core Plus. They already, they patched it.
What do these names even mean?
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying. It's all gibberish right now.
Plus.
All right, basically, first you had the original Guilty Gear, then you had Guilty Gear XX, which is Guilty Gear 2, and then they basically put on an expansion to that, which is Guilty Gear X Reload, and then for some reason, when they released on the Xbox, they made a Guilty Gear XX Reload Midnight Carnival, and then basically, basically they made another extension of that one, and then they called that Guilty Gear Accent Core, but then they updated that one again, called Accent Core Plus. And now they basically updated again. Now we have Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus R.
Guilty Gear Zerd Chicken and Waffles.
This time it's for real.
This time it's real.
So, but anyways,
now it's personal.
Zerd's coming out next year, and then the Plus R update's coming at some point. God, I don't know. Arc System hates America, so
Guilty Gear Zerd.
And then Blaze was getting a new game, and I'm happy. And yeah.
Thought it was BlazBlue.
You'd
That's,
be wrong.
Again, it's up for interpretation.
So they just named these things singing, you know, just...
Well, all right, you know, in Japanese, it's Burezu.
I don't think...
No, that's Brazilian Spanish.
Japanese.
Brebrew.
I didn't expect you to know that.
Brebrew. So God knows when it comes to translation, they just there's a Z but no E. So that is just
I
like
I can only imagine having to be like a localizer for that game. It's just like just whatever you think it is, man. Just
go
do
for it.
No one will be mad at you.
No one's gonna question it.
No one else gonna get
whatever
mad.
Whatever you think it is, you're probably right.
But you're probably
Maybe.
Wrong.
But you're definitely not wrong.
You can't be wrong in this scenario. Your guess is as good as anybody else's. Yes.
So these guys have no idea what they're doing.
Within the next year, I'll at least be happy. I'll have meaning in life again.
Yeah, and they're going to do the like Steam release of King of Fighters.
It's already out.
That's already out.
Is it out now?
Yeah, it came out a couple of days ago.
See, I've had no time for games.
I need money.
Keeping up with that stuff. Except for Grand Theft Auto, which luckily I got out of having to work the midnight for that. Thank God.
Wow, yeah, lucky you. Did you have to work the morning, though?
I did have to work that evening.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I was especially thankful, because as soon as I got in, at like 5:30.
Yeah.
And in my head, to me, maybe 10 minutes had passed. And I looked at the clock, and just the sheer amount of people that had come in to handle their Grand Theft Auto shit or whatever, it was already like 7:40. When I looked at the clock again, I was like, what the fuck happened?
Dude.
Have I been helping people for 2 hours?
I am.
This not, Grand Theft Auto shit.
I'm not in the same horror sense as that story, but I'm having that problem right now playing GTA. I woke up yesterday at like 8 a.m. Get up, get around, take a shower, do all my morning stuff. And then I start playing. I'm like, okay, all right. And I look over at my phone. It's like 10 a.m. I'm like, okay, cool. And I play for a while longer. I'm like, oh, man, it's been a while since I saved. Let me save real quick. And I saved. And I look at my phone again. It's 3 p.m. And I'm like, man, I'm really hungry.
That's how it was. That's exactly how it was for me that night. I had helped so many people nonstop. And I didn't get any kind of break until like 7:40 or so.
Those are double-edged swords, man. Because
yeah, it was nice because it was right? Like I was only working a short shift anyway, which got extended anyway because there was just so much shit to do that we couldn't get to because we were too busy helping people
with their Grand Theft.
So yeah, trying with like everybody waited till the last minute to like trade in shit or do whatever they need to do to finally finish paying their game. And then, like, we had this stack of games sitting at the side, and we finally got a break to handle it. I look at the clock, and it had been, like, two hours and 15 minutes, and, like, I'm like, fuck. I get to go home in, like, half an hour, man.
You thought, anyways.
I thought, yeah, then I hung up for a while. I wasn't going to leave anyway, because it was way too much shit that we were backed up on.
Yeah.
I wasn't about to leave them, you know, by herself.
Bye, bitches. Just walk out.
Well, that was me by the time we had gotten through all of it. Because she had to take her break like a half an hour before I had to leave. So I was just basically working myself the last half hour. And I got it all cleaned up. And then the two people that were working that night for the midnight showed up. And I was like, all right, you guys have fun. I'm really glad I don't have to do the midnight, because working that evening itself was a nightmare.
What do you think is worse out of all the midnight launches? Like, this GTA one? I mean, you didn't work it, so you can't speak from, you know, personal experience, but you know the people. Yeah. Call of Duty or like a Halo or something.
The thing about that's it's when you talk about those, it's an argument of like midnight launch for a game that nobody really cares about versus having a midnight launch for a game that everybody cares about. There's like bullshit with both of them, because when you the last midnight I worked before Grand Theft Auto was for what was it for? It was for it was mainly for Madden, but Final Fantasy had come out that day too, and some other random obscure game. And it's like you either hate it because no, the, you get like six people that show up, and it's like, why am I even here? Why are we doing a midnight? And there's like six people here to pick up their game, or it's like there are a billion people here, and I have to help all of them. And why am I here?
Wait, Madden gets a midnight release?
Madden 25 got a midnight release. We got maybe 10 or 15 people.
Really? That's
that
it?
Showed up?
I think Madden, that's Madden, too much.
The thing is, yeah. Madden has been in, as far as like the midnight release goes, Madden has been in decline for the last few years. Like, if you go back a few years ago, like Madden 2011, it would have been a ton of people. It would have been crazy. But now it's like we had like 10, 15 people show up. We had like 10 people show up and actually like pre-ring and do all that shit. And then when midnight hit, we had a few extra people come in and be like, hey, do you have Madden, blah, blah. Then we were out of there like 10 minutes after midnight.
I think that I worked a Madden launch actually when I worked at Game Crazy.
Yeah, and, I'm sure back then it was crazy.
Yeah, there was a good amount of people. Get it.
There's a good amount of people there for Madden.
Yeah.
Now it's
why?
It's,
why?
People are kind of started catching on to
football.
I mean, it doesn't change much between years. Like, football doesn't change. Football, the game itself, doesn't change.
Right, well, that's just like FIFA. Year. FIFA sells like crazy, you know?
The only thing is, well, okay, that leads me to my other thing. I don't remember if it's FIFA or it's NBA 2K14 that's doing this thing where, like, it will track the stats of all the players in real life and adjust those stats in the game as like updates as you play the game. So like if somebody gets like injured or whatever, or someone has like a few bad games or whatever.
Oh, that's FIFA, dude, I think.
It's one of those. It's either NBA 2K or it's FIFA. But they're doing that where they're like tracking the actual players in real life during their season. And it will, in updates, it'll update your roster
in-game
to reflect that. And I think that's pretty cool. Like, I'm not into the sports games. And my biggest issue about that is because the only significant thing that changes from year to year is like a minor graphics tweak or whatever, graphics or animation, and the roster. Title.
Yeah, well, yeah. If they could stretch it for 2 years and put a little more effort into the game, I think that would be a better selling point. Like, look, next season you get the new roster, the new update, people get traded.
Yeah, exactly.
But then the next one you have to buy.
Yeah.
That's not unreasonable.
That was a kind of cool idea to me, where you update the roster in updates instead of forcing you to buy a new game to get these updated players or whatever. So that was kind of cool.
Well, I lost Madden in a sale. A yearly sale, rather, to Chris, actually. I was talking to Chris about it, and he asked me, he goes, Dwight, do you know anything about Madden 25? Anything about it at all? And I'm like, nah, I don't really play sports games, you know, and he goes, yeah, I don't know why I buy it every year, and I'm just like, yeah, I mean, you could just update the rosters anyways, you know, online, and he goes, what? And he goes, damn, you're right. I could just update. I don't have to buy Madden 25.
Dude, Madden 25 was the one to buy if you had DirecTV. Like, if you had DirecTV and you didn't.
That was kind of a nice.
And if you had DirecTV and didn't buy it, you were a fool.
Yeah, who was doing that? Who was doing, like, the
Amazon?
Or whatever. Was it Amazon?
Somebody online.
One of those retailers was getting. Like,
and let me tell you, I had the NFL season ticket, and that thing is bomb.
Yeah.
You can watch 8 games at once, then you put the sound on whatever game you want to watch, and it goes into like the center screen.
Yeah, and it's crazy. That stuff is cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting Madden on its own every year, it's like, why? It's not going to be. You're definitely justified in buying the next Madden because it's going to be on the next generation system. It's going to be, you know, it'll be at the very least significantly graphically better. It'll run better, animation will be better, all that. I get that. That's fine. You want to get the next generation Madden or whatever.
Absolutely.
But this generation, it's like after like the first few, it's like, why are you doing this to yourself? That's $60 every year.
Mm-hmm. I think that if a company, I mean EA, they're a big company, but like if a different company kind of approached a sports game, maybe Rockstar,
maybe Atlas,
maybe Atlas.
Maybe. They'll make an RPG.
RPG football game.
Starring a bunch of mismatched teenagers.
Yeah, in high school.
Just trying to solve the mystery of the missing
football.
The mystery of football.
Of the person who shaved points.
The missing football.
The missing football. Where'd it go?
Where'd it go? Who knows? Let's go to this magical demon castle.
That's their excuse, right? There's their excuse, their scapegoat, to not do any football mechanics. No football to play, so you can't. Don't worry about making any football mechanics.
Yeah, come on.
Just
make a bunch of monster designs to battle.
I just wish EA didn't have a monopoly on sports games. You know, like another company to go out there and make something and try to be innovative with it that isn't being held down by what EA's doing. Maybe better ragdolls or something. Like better like contact between the. The two people.
Well, 2K has
what they're doing.
Their sports games.
Yeah. Well, the 2K. Wait, no.
Do they fall under EA?
Whoever was doing like NBA Live or whatever.
No, 2K owns Rockstar, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I know whoever was doing Live, they're like out of the picture. I think they might be coming back with a different game. But
Weird. As
far as like the last generation or whatever, they got knocked out. They canceled their live games and like no more NBA Live or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
I have NBA Live for my Dreamcast.
Yeah. they canceled their last game because they were in trouble or whatever.
Oh, we're in deep right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's been a couple years now.
Yeah.
God, it's been a couple years. Time is going way too fast. I remember when like Live was like reservable at the store. I've been at GameStop way too long.
Yeah.
I need to get out of there.
The fact that you've been able to stay there for so long, I think, is actually an achievement in itself.
Stay there in the same position too.
Same position, yeah, that's kind of shitty, but I mean,
that's the funny thing about it. Like, I've been getting pay raises, but
that's good.
I'm still in the same position, and I was actually ready to move up. Like, it would have been fine for me, like, before I started going to school.
Right.
But then I got into Stan State, and it was like, fuck, I'm not going to have time. Like, I can move up. But I'm going to get, like, the same hours I get now. And it's, like, not even... There was no point. Because I'm just not going to have the time to devote to it. Which I'm very happy I didn't move
right.
up at this point. Because I would have been fucked. Like, Thursday night, when I had to do those papers, if I had moved up, I probably would have been working during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
Thursday night right now.
Well, Thursday night, I meant Wednesday night. It was last night. I mean, two nights ago, because podcast is Friday.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
It's Friday. Okay. Shut up.
Well, it's technically Friday.
It's almost Friday.
Not for, well, for you.
Yeah, only
it's
you
Friday.
Now.
It's Friday for boots.
Yeah. Because the East is burning red. Oh, wait, Alex isn't here.
I'm here. I know.
I forgot you know Gundam. I forget
that reference.
Listen, Alex hadn't even watched G Gundam until.
Yeah, that's true. And I saw that tweet.
Watched G Gundam.
I was shocked when I saw
you
that.
To have seen anime.
What?
No one expects you to have seen anime.
That's true, but I have seen it.
But we had spoken about G Gundam for a long time with Alex around. And he'd be like, yeah, G Gundam.
Mm-hmm. Even red.
It wasn't until a few weeks ago where he actually said, I have never actually seen G Gundam. We'd be like, what?
The fuck? Which is even more funny because like me and Jose always talked about it too because that's what we made our Xbox profile things. I made mine the Shining Finger. He made Erupting Burning Finger.
Yeah.
And it's just like he was there and he's like, oh, I get it.
He's a fraud.
Also, I didn't realize that there was a new Gatchaman thing going on.
Yes, there is.
I thought you guys were talking about, you know, 1970s.
No, we were talking about
the I am a little. I feel a little heartbroken.
It's definitely not Gatchaman.
Because I liked watching Gatchaman before Voltron at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a spinoff that takes a lot of liberties. It is not the same as the original Gatchaman at all.
Because all of a sudden I looked at his tweets and it's just like Gatchaman, crowd.
You don't know what you're seeing.
I'm like what? And I Wikipedia that shit and I'm just like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, no, it's definitely spinoff, not even spiritual sequel or anything. It's own thing.
I want to go back real quick,
uh-huh.
And I'm gonna mention something that you guys could yell at me, whatever. I've only seen Gundam Wing, and I just looked up the time that they all came out. I didn't know that G Gundam came out before Gundam Wing. Yeah, I always assumed that G Gundam came out after.
No, G Gundam definitely predates Gundam.
It's been so long since I've seen it. I just Googled it, too.
Yeah, so I was, looking it up. I was like, I think I've only seen, one or two episodes of G Gundam, and I think that's because it fell after when I was interested in Gundam Wing. So yeah. I've seen Gundam Wing, and I'm, looking over, and I'm like, yeah, no, I recognize all that. Yeah, Hero Yui, or whatever his name was. And,
don't get me wrong. That show had a lot of action. It was cool.
Well, I think that one was the one that took it off. It became more popular for Gundam and during Gundam Wing, I believe.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
well, Gundam
as
Wing
as,
is
as far as in America.
Yeah, that yeah, that's
it was
what I mean.
On Toonami, and everyone was talking about
right,
it.
Right, right.
Yeah, Gundam Wing is definitely it's good, but fuck, I hated Hero.
Dude,
yeah,
I'm looking through the thing.
Did you see Endless Waltz, Terry?
I did see Endless Waltz. It was on TV. The thing is, I saw it on TV when it was on Toonami. I fell asleep dude, halfway through it.
Always fall asleep during Toonami shit. If it didn't come on in the early, the first hour of when Toonami came on.
That was the thing about this particular movie. As far as when I saw it, it wasn't on until late evening. They were doing some kind of special where they extended Toonami or whatever.
And it started at 5. It was a feature on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was fuck. Because
they would do that when they showed the Dragon Ball Z movies and shit.
Yeah, and I just remember the beginning being really long and nothing was really happening in the beginning.
And then boom!
I'm sure the boom happened. But I
the boom
asleep.
Came down, Terry.
The boom happened, I'm sure, but I fell
It all
asleep.
Started with one shot.
Oh, that was Hero, too.
I fell
too.
Asleep long before it, and I was like, you know what? I'm done. That's okay.
And this waltz is a continuation.
I think I'm going to watch G Gundam.
It's good.
G Gundam's good. I actually downloaded Gundam Wing. I was supposed to watch it with Alex, but I guess he quit.
He said it was boring.
He already quit.
I finished that last year.
Because if it's you're not shouting at the top of your lungs, it's just not interesting to him.
I'm sure that's why G Gundam held his attention, because every episode...
Rise, shine, Gundam!
At that point, exactly. You know every episode, some shit's about to go down.
But see what's at least good about it is, it's none of that Dragon Ball Z bullshit where it's just, fucking...
16 episodes go by.
Yeah, you're still on the same fucking fight. No, every episode
is resolved before the episode ends.
Except for, maybe, the last... five?
Oh yeah, there's the ones where it's
those
parts.
Ones,
I feel like
those
I feel like that in a quality in an anime, it if it's written well and they pull it off where it's like the per episode, you know, conclusion, that's the sign of a pretty damn good anime. Like, you can still have story arcs, obviously, but I don't know.
As long as you have a sense of closure at the end, you know, you can have a continuing bad guy that they didn't catch or whatever, but as long as you have some closure.
Well, yeah. Well, with, like, the like one thing that happened or something like that. Like, Initial D did that, too. Initial D was, like, every episode was, like, a race, and only, like, near the end of the season, where, like, they were doing, like, their version of, like, the Elite Four. And they're going through, like, all the different countries and stuff racing. Would they go, like, two episodes?
God, I forgot that show even existed.
You know, I don't mind that if they just, like, want to leave it on a cliffhanger.
Two-parters are all right. Episode.
And I will, yeah. I will cite Attack on Titan for that.
Okay, okay.
Because that is doing a great job of just, like...
That is doing a great job of pissing me off.
It'll end it, like, as soon as, like, it's like, bam, just, like, some shit happens, and you're just like, what? And then the episode's over, and you're like, I gotta see the next episode.
I watched last Saturday with you two.
Yeah, we were watching, me, Alex, and Dwight were all watching it together. Me and Alex had already seen it by then, but we wanted to see it again, because fuck.
You just wanted your balls twisted again?
This show, like.
Yeah, so they got a hold of me, and they were like, Dwight, we want to watch it with you.
We want to see your reaction.
Yeah.
I will never take suggestions, or I will never, like, take anything Alex says, like, oh, this anime, watch it, seriously.
Do you watch Attack on Titan?
I read the manga.
You should watch it.
You already know what's going down, then.
Honestly, I'm not that interested. I just try to keep up with the world because it happens at conventions.
Right.
So I'm like, so if I see,
So if, like, you don't read it, then you're gonna show up at a convention and everyone's gonna be like, Tag on Titan.
I'm gonna be like, who the fuck are these people dressed up as? Like, I gotta at least keep up on it.
Yeah.
But generally, if Alex says, like, this is good, I generally don't take what he says seriously, unless maybe if Terry was like, you know, oh yeah, check it out. But anything Alex says is just like,
to be fair, even with Terry, sometimes I take shit with a grain of salt.
Listen,
because he's all Gotcha Man. I'm like, all right, I'll check out Gotcha Man.
Hey, Gotcha
like
Man is
gotcha
good.
Man.
Hey, Gotcha Tobe, Man.
Tobe, Gotcha Man.
Gotcha Man, the new one. I will definitely admit, it's not amazing.
Good.
It's not super interesting.
Good.
It's just that's the place that it is in for me now. It's just one of those things. It's fun to watch. It's very stylish.
It's got his fancy boots on.
It's just something to watch. It's something cool to watch. I'm enjoying it for that. It's definitely not super deep or, like, super interesting. It's just got good style to it. It's got good soundtrack. It's got a good feel. It's just fun to watch. It's not touching, like, Attack on Titan as far as, like, oh my god, I have to watch this every week. It's something to watch.
Because it kind of feels that way every time there's a new episode. You guys won't shut the fuck up.
It's fun to watch. It's just fun to watch.
I thought they were rewatching all the old ones. Yeah. I find out that they were, and now I'm sad.
If I were going to rewatch something from, like, that era, I'd be rewatching, like, Lupin the Third.
Lupin the Third is good to watch. I like to watch Golgo 13 every so often.
Astro Boy was badass. I don't give a shit.
Saint Seiya.
Saint Seiya!
I watched Saint Seiya. Is that the one, like... what's it called? Fate Stay...
No, Saint Seiya is also like 80s and stuff.
That's like the Zodiac one, isn't it?
All right, in America, it's Knights of the Zodiac and Flock of Seagulls did the intro, yes. But Saint Seiya is the Japanese name. Flock of Seagulls did the intro.
Because it came out like
the 80s. Ever heard.
Yeah, it came out like the 80s.
So far away.
I don't know, I did, I have actually seen a few episodes of Saint Seiya. And that show's kind of badass.
It is fucking badass. And then you got Yu Yu Hakusho, Hokuto no Ken. Hokuto no Ken is a very good one. Old school.
Screw Yu Yu Hakusho.
Some of those 80s ones are just...
Yu Yu Hakusho.
They're awesome.
Oh my god.
Yu Yu Hakusho is hit or miss. I liked it. Some people don't. Whatever.
I watched like the beginning of that up to like the middle. I kind of fell out of it. And then I came back to it, and they were doing like some kind of tournament.
Yep.
No. It was past the tournament too. They had to fight some dude.
It got pretty stupid after the tournament because then it was just like whatever.
Yeah, because it did that Dragon Ball Z syndrome where it's like,
yep,
everybody's got to get super powerful, and then they get super powerful, and then the next arc it's like. Oh,
someone's more powerful.
More powerful person. We gotta get even more powerful.
You achieve the most like ultimate level of badass. Yeah. All of a sudden, there's just that one guy that shows up and makes you look like a bitch.
Yeah, you get there. It's like, oh, all of a sudden, there's this other guy that's just been out in the wind for this entire series.
No one's ever heard of him.
No one's ever heard of him. He shows up. He's like, oh, I'm even more powerful than what you've just achieved. It's like, well, fuck. We gotta get even more powerful. It's like,
wait, can you give us 2 weeks before we fight?
Yeah.
Don't do anything again. Just hang out here.
A significant amount of time to train up and get to that kind of power.
Of course, I always look for a good fight instead of crushing my opponent.
Exactly. I wouldn't want to fight you unless you were at your best.
I worked my hardest to get this strong so that way I could, die.
Fight and like, oh my fucking god. And that's just, I'm just going to repeat the same fucking argument I have about Naruto and Bleach right now, because they're doing that too.
Yep.
It's like, I just can't let myself keep reading and watching this stuff where it's just like, it's just.
I just read it, and it's like, I just have to know when's it going to end.
Trick, Bootsy.
No. Bleach is going to end. Bleach is on the last. Bleach is on the last arc.
That's literally what we thought when they were doing Aizen. And that was end.
But look,
they kept confirm going. It.
They went on a 5-week hiatus just to like write it out.
Bootsy,
it's gonna happen.
Like, that's like saying Spider-Man is gonna end soon. Like, that's what they are in Japan. These are their biggest series. They will not let it end.
They will let it.
They'll let it end. They'll let it end for a little while, and then restart the universe with some alternate way of doing it.
Right?
Yeah.
Not the Tenchi.
It's gonna be a parallel universe.
God, Tenchi. Tenchi universe. Tenchi Moyo. Tenchi. What was the other? There was another one. There was a third one.
Tenchi is GFX or whatever in space.
GFX in space. Party time.
I don't fucking know. Apparently, though, I don't know.
Don't tell me. Were the next words out of your mouth, apparently they're making another Tenchi movie. I'll freak out. I will watch that shit.
Oh, yeah. It's called Tenchi in Medieval Era.
I was so confused with Tenchi because that was like my first experience with like a series that they just kept being like, you know what? We ran so many episodes of this. Let's just scrap all that. Take the same characters and then change everything about it.
Now they all live in a house together.
Now they all. It's wacky.
It's a sitcom.
It's three. Oh, it's
in
three
the real couples. World.
It's like, what are you like? Because I never watched any of the three series all the way through.
Oh,
I would
God.
Be halfway through, and I would fall out of it for a while, and I'd come back, and all of a sudden, the scenario has completely changed. They're living in a house together. They're acting like they don't know each other. And I'm like, what happened? It was over a second ago. They were wrapping it up. Like
they were friends, and now they're not.
It'll never end.
It's like, what?
What about all we just went through? Everything we just had, just gone like that.
And Tenchi was cool, but man, I would always come back at the worst possible moments. Like, I'd end halfway through and then come back in the middle of like the other series, the spin-off series.
Which one was the best one? I'm trying to remember. Universe, right?
I want to say whatever the first one was. Because then there was the one where they were all living together, and it was like, I hate this.
That one had its moments.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's silly, whatever. It's not as cool or interesting as the first series.
I can't remember half the shit I watched anymore.
Maybe then they had some other series or whatever. I think the one where they lived together was like the last one I saw. And then there was the two before it. But I remember the first one was the most interesting to me. But yeah, I never understood the need for three different series with the same four characters. Just
it's the alternate universe.
Alternate universes of it.
Which it's apparently it's all canon.
Yeah,
and then there's other spinoffs. Okay, right. So there's the first Hachimuyo spinoff is Magic Girl Pretty Sammy series, a Magic Girl series where what's her name? Sammy is the lead character. It's a Japanese only with a music video. Wow, this is ridiculous. Look, Hachimuyo GXP. It's released in 2000.
GXP, that's what it was.
Is that the one where they're living together, or is that...
No, that's the one where they're in her fucking space.
Yeah. So I remember the first one. The first one I saw, it was on Earth, and they came as, like, aliens or whatever. And then he had to deal with them, whatever, on Earth. And then there was the one where they're in space, and then the one where they lived together on Earth.
You would think Tenchi would just be Rob Schneider.
This summer, Tenchi Muyo, yeah.
Rob Schneider is Tenchi.
that series is...
This isn't bad. Plot. I want plot. I want to know what this one's about.
No, don't. Just don't.
It just baffled me. I did not grasp that at all.
It's okay. You weren't meant to. Nobody
I wasn't meant to, and I just didn't realize at the time that they were three different series. Something had happened at the end of one, and it completely changed how everything went on.
And then there's movies. Then there's movies that have nothing to do with some of them.
That's like every anime, though. They like to make movies of animes, and they just don't have anything to do with anything.
Or they like to make the movies that it's like the recap of the entire fucking season.
Yeah, they did that.
God,
with the
I hate Scott that movie.
They just took scenes from the first season, smashed it together, made it into a movie, added some extra scenes or whatever, and just changed a few things. And then the second movie they did, they changed way too much. Like, they completely changed the ending of the series in the second movie. Like, I don't even feel bad about spoiling it at this point. A bunch of people die series in the actual show. A bunch of people die by like the end, like the last couple episodes. A bunch of people die. In the movie, they all live.
Sounds about right.
And it's like, why?
Because they were the pretty ones.
No. No, when they died, in the show, it was like, was meaningful. And then when they lived in the movie, it's like, you just took away everything.
That's how I feel about, I don't care either, I Am Legend.
I did not read... the book?
No. I don't even care about that. Did you see the alternate ending?
I did not see the alternate ending.
Did anybody see the alternate ending?
No.
He lives, yeah?
Yeah, he lives.
Yeah.
And that's upsetting to me because I think the name of the movie should change because it would be like, I Am Hero.
Yeah,
because he's a hero. He's not dead.
At that point.
Yeah, like, it's just like, this ruined everything. But, I mean, the movie was already ruined because how did she get out of the city? They blew up all the bridges.
She built another bridge.
She just drove that car into the water and she just kept.
How did she get into the city for that matter? While we're on the subject.
Listen, you're asking a lot of questions.
Am I? I'm only asking one question.
These changes were not made for you to ask questions.
or were they?
No. You were supposed to just watch it and not even think about it.
Oh, okay.
There was some issues with that.
Yeah. I had my issues with that.
Specifically that apparently in like the actual story and the comic, he is literally the last person.
Yeah.
Like there is no other person that shows up later.
And it's like the vampire ultimate solution.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy how we adapt things to.
And I'm only just now recently hearing that this was a book before it was a comic. I was of the mind that it was a comic first, and then
It's like an older book.
Yeah, it's a pretty old book. Mm. It's funny too. I actually have the comic like sitting on my shelf. My brother bought it, and he let me borrow it, and I have yet to in the like four or five years that I've had it sitting on my shelf.
You can come grab it anytime.
Yeah, I should read it. It looks cool. And this was one. This was the one I was comparing. I was comparing the Attack on Titan manga's art to. So I guess it's very gritty, very hatchy.
I think that there was a missed opportunity at the end of I Am Legend for Will Smith to look back at the lady and goes, "I am Legend," and then kill himself. No. And then for the alternate ending, he goes, "I am Hero," and then he closes the door.
I think I remember you saying this a long time ago.
Yeah, I still think it's a good idea.
And then I was like, no.
The funny thing is, though, is that I completely forgot I said that, and then as you were saying that, I was like, oh shit, I said, this is a good idea.
I'm still going to veto that idea.
Damn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You ain't the movie council.
We are.
Yeah. We are now.
Damn, since when?
What time is it? How long have we been doing this shit?
I was letting Terry finish up his whole thing.
God, I feel like I've been talking forever.
Well, we just kind of went on a rant about anime.
I know.
Which also reminds me, Terry, we should add more merch. We should add Team Mongoose Taki Makuras.
I'm sorry, what?
Bless you?
All right. The Japanese hugging pillows. You know, how they have like, all the
chips. He wants body pillows. We can make that happen.
Team Mongoose body pillow is just
Ryan. I need you to just like lie on the bed and just like, you know, lean back and like put your arms behind your head or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Just lie there and then have Sarah take a picture of you.
Full body picture.
Full body picture.
I don't want to be a sex doll because that's what's gonna.
Listen, whoa! Nobody said anything about sex doll.
Okay, Ryan, but we do need you to like take your index finger and like a kissy face. And put your finger over your lips.
Ryan, we need you to do that. Need you to do that.
Cut your finger a little bit.
Just do some of that.
We'll get you a samurai sword. It's going to be good.
Just some of those.
I don't want to.
It's going to be hot.
Listen, Team Mongoose Taki Makuras.
It's going to be hot, don't you?
I feel like we would make a killing off those.
Yeah.
Come on, Ryan. Terry's the head of our finance division, so.
Ryan, don't you want to make some money?
We're already making millions. We're making millions off of these sailor hats.
We're being a bitch, and let's make a deal.
I'm good, Terry. Thanks.
Sailor hats.
You can even wear the sailor hat, but that would be all you would be wearing.
But if you wear the hat, that's it. It stops there.
There is nothing more.
And we'll print off some body pillows.
Shit.
Goodbye.
I'm gonna tweet that. Team Mongoose Taki Makuras. Who'd buy?
Alright, so let's end this podcast before I
No, this podcast ain't over.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks everybody for listening to the Team Mongoose podcast. We'll see you next week.
Whoa.